My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mark, it's good to have you back on. I know this week a lot of conversation about Kobe Young and what they were going to do, obviously suspended indefinitely. I just want to start there before we get into the missed state game and how Kirby has handled these situations. You've been covering the Dawgs for a long time. You know, Mike and I were just saying, I felt like they needed more transparency, right? This is continuing to happen. I would love for Kirby to just say, hey, here's how we're handling it. I know it's a legal matter, so he's reluctant to do that. But do you think that they've handled these situations as best as possible?
I mean, he was pretty transparent this week. I mean, we talked to him Tuesday night. That morning was when Kobe Young was arrested. He said he hadn't even seen him yet. They practiced that day, and then the next day at the SEC teleconference, he announced he was suspended indefinitely pending, you know, how it plays out basically in the justice system. So Kobe Young's represented by a lawyer, and he's going to try to, you know, win the case for his client. And, you know, Kobe Young told police he didn't do what the accuser said. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how long the timeline is for it to play out, because there's football games as Georgia will be playing, and Kobe's not going to be part of it starting Saturday.
And we'll talk about his role and that what that means for the passing game in a minute. Just real quick, Mark, we haven't had you on in a while. We go back to the Trevor Etienne sort of suspension, not suspension for the game at Mercedes-Benz against Clemson. Why didn't Kirby just say, I sat him for the game, as opposed to dressing him and he didn't compete?
Yeah, I can't really answer that. I mean, he kind of did the same thing. I guess it was Kentucky, right? He had a player with a arrest for reckless driving going more than 100 miles an hour on the 10 loop in Athens, a defensive back, and he brought him on the trip, and you know he warmed up, but he didn't play. He sat in that game. So I mean, he can call those you know, he might not have to call them suspensions, but in you know, all intents and purposes, those guys, we suspended one game.
Mark, this week Kirby was talking about Netflix. What was that all about? I mean, was he just talking about how to motivate his guys, or, you know, where did that come from if they were doing a Netflix documentary?
I think that was – I asked him a question at the Tuesday press conference whether he's using, you know, Arkansas's upset win over Tennessee, whether he was using Vanderbilt's win over Alabama to kind of motivate his guys. You know, Mississippi State's coming in here, 5-touchdown underdog, something like that. And he said, you know, what he's using to motivate him is telling them, you know, what would you think if you were being filmed for a Netflix documentary about how you practice, how you play, you know, everything you do, meaning, you know, if people are watching and you're going to be documented more so than what happened to another team. That was the example he was using. So I think Netflix or someone was going to be doing some kind of SEC documentary on a team or two. I don't know where that played out or who's doing that. I guess George is not, because he's using that as an example of if they were doing it. But we'll see if they come out with more fire this week. They scored on the first possession last week, then they kind of fizzled out during the first half. So
It is our Mark Weiser, guys, from the Athens Banner-Herald here on the WaitFor.com hotline. He covers the Dawgs. The offense, we just felt, and since, again, we'll get your take on the Alabama game, not to oversimplify it, but maybe just run the football a little bit more. Do you feel that game kind of got away with them, or they were always going to want to throw the football as much as they did in the first half?
Well, I mean, that first possession, they came out throwing the ball, and the game wasn't out of hand then. But, you know, I think that was Arian Smith had to drop that game, I think. And, you know, they weren't moving the ball. And then they fell behind, you know, eventually Bama scored the first four possessions, 28-0. So they did just start throwing it. Carson threw the ball 50 times, you know, much better in the second half, but ended up with three picks that night and a fumble lost. I think one of the interceptions was the receiver didn't run the right route, so it really wasn't on Carson. But, no, I mean, they did run the ball better last week against Auburn, and we'll see. It sounds like Nate Frazier, you know, whatever things he has in his game that you know, aren't up to speed, whether it's ball security or pass protection, they're gonna make do with what they can because they want him to touch the ball and to run the ball, and we'll see if they can keep including him, you know, in the offense.
Mark, what's up with the defense? How do you feel about it as far as why they would, you know, listen, you saw what everybody saw, what Alabama did. And it was, you know, was that just one of those games? Is it a concern as other teams maybe see what Alabama did and try to attack the Dogs that way? I don't think that's going to happen this week. I don't think Miss State is going to be in this game. That's just my opinion. But when you talk about moving down the road, whether it's Texas in the following week or, you know, Ole Miss or some of these other offenses that may be capable of that.
Well, their best player, one of their best players, Mykel Williams, really hasn't been available the amount of snaps. So he missed a couple games, and then I think he might have had six snaps last week. He's not on the injury report this week on the SEC. Maybe he's able to give them closer to what you expect in terms of you know, being included, getting out there more often. That would certainly help. They haven't tackled well. They tackled better last week. They cut their tackles from 15 missed tackles against Kentucky, 15 against Alabama. I think it was down to 7 last week. You also lost 3 guys that went in the top 2-3 rounds in the secondary, with Tyke Smith, Javon Bullard, and Kamari Lassiter. And it's not easy just to, you know, point at KJ Bolden or Julian Humphrey and say you're next and you got to perform up to that level. So some of those guys need to be developed more. And, you know, Georgia, you know, is not going to face Jalen Milroe until the playoff or the SEC championship game. And Auburn's quarterback, you know, even though he didn't have a turnover last week, they only ended up with 13 points. So I think a lot of it was Jalen Milroe and Ryan Williams in particular.
They've had so many just impactful defensive linemen, interior linemen. You know, Jalen Carter comes to mind, but Jordan Davis, all those guys. And nothing against the interior linemen this year, but was that one of the bigger differences in the championship teams? I mean, obviously you had a Stetson Bennett on the other side, but do they have that super dog on defense right now?
I mean, it really hadn't shown. I mean, Michael Williams is that kind of guy, you know, but the last year and this year, no, they don't have the Devontae Wyatts, the Jordan Davises, the Jalen Carters. You know, Trayvon Walker. I mean, that's a pretty rare. What people forget is that Georgia didn't have any defensive linemen drafted. I think it was before 2022 for like 10 plus years. So, you know, they are paying Trey Scott a lot of money as a defensive line coach to recruit these kind of players. And I think they might be about to get another one or two 5-star defensive linemen. But right now, Mykel Williams is the best they have, and he has been injured a lot. So, you know, he's not really interior as much. They're going to be playing him more as an outside linebacker, edge, defensive end. But no, there's no one like that now.
Have they utilized Oscar Delp as much as we thought, or not really?
He's been out there. They just haven't been targeting him that much. And then, you know, they bring in the kid from Stanford that had 100-plus catches as well. He has 0 catches this year. So, you know, clearly Lawson Lucky is kind of the guy as the pass-catching tight end. You wonder with Colby Young out now if the tight ends can get some more touches and get those guys going a little bit.
Talking with Mark Weiser, guys. So you expect a high-scoring game? We know that Kirby's not going to cover the spread, Mark. Not that you're into that sort of thing. But do you expect a lot of points coming up on Saturday?
I mean, by Georgia, yeah. I don't expect Mississippi State to do that much. I think I picked Georgia to win but not cover. I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me, but like 38-10, something like that. I guess that would be the spread. I had a little bit. Maybe I had 38-13. I can't remember. But Mississippi State has a true freshman quarterback that got pushed into the starting job because they lost their starter for the season. It's the first year for Jeff Lebby. This is 3 different Mississippi State head coaches, unfortunately, since Mike Leach is passing. So, you know, they did pretty well against Texas. They were only down by 7 in the third quarter before Texas, you know, put it away. But I don't expect this to be much of a game, you know, unless Georgia has another four turnover game.
Right. And not that they're going to sandbag or anything before Texas, but I mean, physicality going to be the watchword for the Texas game, try to establish the run, or is it going to be another shooting match? I mean, I guess Texas will have something to say with how that game goes, but do you think we'll have a replay of Alabama, or will Georgia try to establish more of the run?
I don't know. Texas has a very good defensive front, and Georgia's down two starting offensive linemen. I mean, maybe Jared Wilson is back. I would think that if they could hold him out this week and let Drew Bobo start again at center, that would be the way to go, and let Wilson's, if it's a foot or ankle injury, they haven't really specified what exactly it is, that get him back for that. Texas has a lot of skilled players on the outside in the receiving game. They have, really good quarterbacks, obviously, even their backup with Arch Manning. I'm not sure Georgia can go in there and run for 150 yards. We'll see. We'll see what they do this week, if they can start getting, get that game going. But I don't know if that's the answer, necessarily, running the ball against Texas either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.